This episode of Crosscast is produced by our patron friend and all-round absolute guy, Rebecca Rudranath. If you'd like to get involved, please visit patreon.com/thecrossplayers to support us from as little as $1 a month. If you don't want to do that, then please tell your friends. Oh, someone's just popped their head through the door. It's Eamon. Eamon, anything to say to start the show?
Now we're fucking ready. Get you waiting.
Welcome to Crosscast episode 28, recorded live on YouTube on Thursday 25th February 2021. My name is Lewis, and today I am joined by three absolute guys. The first of them being, who's the sweet chap who never trembles and doesn't flap? Ethan! You're damn right. He's a complicated man, but no one understands him but his woman, Ethan Hunt.
Thank you. I've jumped the gun a bit there.
That's so fine. That's okay. That's okay.
Just really excited to get going with this one, guys.
Good. How are you well? Keeping well?
Yeah.
Good. Next up, sugar, spice, and everything nice. Those were the ingredients chosen to make the perfect boy. But Professor Utonium added extra ingredients to the concoction. Chemical Y. Thus Daniel Ward was born. Hi.
Hi, I've been fascinated with blue tack today.
I mean, it's a fascinating property.
Well, the brands are available.
Yeah. Other brands of tack.
Mm-hmm. White.
Mm-hmm. I assume.
Can't think of any more at the moment, but there are others.
last but by no means least, a soldier of fortune and an okay badminton player. He goes by many names. Lollipop Man. Fraction. Babbity Rabbity and her cackling stump, the appetite, Keith. But we know him as the slippery bugger, Ben.
Hello.
Hi.
I like the cackling stump. Her cackling stump.
So that is actually it's from Harry Potter.
Is it? Okay, that makes sense, actually.
It's from... I've been thinking about it. I can remember it from one of the films. It's from Beetle the Bard or something like that. It's from there, yeah. But you good? You well? Thanks. All well?
Yeah, good, thanks. Yeah, all well.
Excellent. I've got a podcast to record tonight, guys. Anything delectable on the old lips tonight? What are you drinking?
Elvis juice for me. Classic.
That's a Dan staple, I would say.
Still got like 10 cans.
Dan Stapleton.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
nice.
I am drinking rum and coke. Because we don't have any beer.
Very nice.
Skull night as well.
Flash bastard. It looked like he was in a pint glass. What?
Yeah, I'm drinking a pint of rum and coke. It's a long podcast.
Drinking a pint of rum. There's a splash of coke.
Just water for me, guys. So, yeah, not really exciting, but you know,
it is what it is. And I'm drinking Nanobots by Beavertown, 2.8%. That is the strength of the water that comes out of Rich's tap. Okay, guys, shall we jump on over to the new news? We'll be right back. Tonight, the headlines. State of Play hopes. Anthem Next cancelled. Cyberpunk update delayed. Tony Hawk launching on other consoles. And PSVR 2 revealed. Sort of. Those are your headlines for this evening. Right, guys. So, State of Play. I'm going to go and say, be honest, open and honest with you all and say, I don't really know that much about it or when it is. I know there's one later on tonight because it's been streamed, but I think there's another one on Saturday. That could be entirely incorrect. Please jump in if I'm talking shit.
I think I was talking shit.
Well, yeah, no, I know.
I was going to say, I have not heard anything about this, yeah.
So what are your hopes for this State of Play? What do you hope to see? I'm guessing it's more focused on PlayStation 5. That'll be the main focus of it, I assume.
Well, to be fair, it did say PS4 and PS5 games this year. So the focus is very much on both. The PSVR, kind of like what we alluded to, I'd like to see more of that later. I think it's quite exciting that there might be new hardware. Seeing the leaps and bounds that all the other providers have made, I'd like to see whether or not there's less cables coming out the fucking thing. Because that's one thing that stops me from setting up every couple of days and playing Beat Saber. In terms of predictions, yeah, I think what I'd like to see is GTA 6 in an ideal world. If you wanted me to be really, really open and honest, I don't think we're going to see much about Ragnarok. I think it'll be maybe a little snippet. I think we'll see quite a bit of Horizon. So, yeah, I think I'd be happy with that.
That would be pretty good. I think to add to that for me, I think I'd want to see maybe a bit of Final Fantasy and Elden Ring. Really, really want to see what's happening there. That's the FromSoft. What's his name again? The Game of Thrones guy. The
Dave. George Railroad Martin.
George Railroad Martin and FromSoft's collab. Yeah, looking forward to see more about that. BBF.
I'm just going to copy Sebs in the chat. He's saying Lemmings 4K and Sensible Soccer 2K21. I'd be here for all of that.
Would Lemmings 4K be?
Who could develop a Sensible Soccer game now? Who would do it?
Ironically, Konami. Go on, Ben.
Yeah.
You'd just give it to one guy, wouldn't you? They'd be capable of doing it by themselves now.
Yeah.
Just any guy, anyone you can think of. Just an indie dev. In terms of my real expectations and predictions, I've got nothing. I've got nothing at all.
You got enough to play. That's why you've still got a backlog of like 200 games to go through that you got for free and then bought anyway.
Yeah.
Have you bought a Final Fantasy VII Remake? Because it is rumored to be coming to PlayStation Now, so I assume that you've picked up.
No, it's supposed to be one of their free games. It's rumored to be one of the free games they're doing in March, isn't it?
Oh, is it PS Plus? Okay.
Yeah,
I think so. Well, yeah, as part of their what is it? It's the thing that they did last
thingy,
year,
isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. So they're doing that again, and Ratchet and Clank is going to be part of it. And then, there's rumors that Final Fantasy VII Remake would be. In which case, happy days, because I haven't bought it yet.
It's cracking games get for free. I mean, a lot of the ones that they provide are banging, but especially that's what? 6 months old? 7 months old? Maybe longer than that, actually, now, but it feels like only 6 months old.
Yeah, was it not like beginning of lockdown last year? So maybe coming up for a year?
Maybe.
Like a little bit, But it
doesn't feel like it.
No. But if it is, I mean, it's relatively recent, and if they're giving it away for free, then that's pretty good. Yep. Can't wait to play it, to listen to my PlayStation scream its tits off.
I wonder if that shows like a really decent relationship blooming there between Square Enix and Sony, potential little purchase coming up in the future, maybe, after Microsoft pulls out the Bethesda card.
I can't see that happening, to be honest with you, because they've got Nintendo stuff, haven't they, like Bravely Default 2, for example, so...
Yeah,
but then I thought you were putting your hand up to the screen to like silence me. Then I thought I don't know why I thought that, but I thought your hand was going to come through the screen and like slap.
Hush your pretty mouth,
Ethan. What are your hopes for tonight?
I don't have any specific hopes. I think Corey Barlog has said that he kind of got out ahead and quote tweeted this State of Play announcement and was like, "Just to let you know, God of War 2 is not going to be shown at this." So that's pretty much a dead cert that we're not going to see it. Although he could be lying, in which case I'd lost a little bit of respect for him if he has done that. That's a joke. I've lost none. It probably just,
that's a joke. It wasn't
very funny, and I'm going to
move on. The first place.
Yeah, yeah. And then what else do I want to see? I think GTA 6 is not going to happen, Dan. So unfortunately, I have to say that. And we're probably more likely to see GTA 5, aren't we, really, with the PS5 version. Horizon, potentially, yeah, that would be a good one to look at. And then some of the PS5 games coming out throughout the year that we already know about. There was a leaked tweet that was supposedly leaking the the state of play. and it was like, Destruction All-Stars
GTA DLC 5.
Roadmap. Yeah, GTA 5. And then what's that one? Goodbye, Volcano High, isn't it?
Yeah.
So pretty underwhelming. So if that's the case, then we're in for a night of fun, Dan. But yeah, I don't think that's true. I think there's going to be something bigger than that, surely. But yeah.
Knockout City.
Bigger than Hades coming to PlayStation. That'd be...
That is true. I've completely forgot that Hades is Switch exclusive for the time being, because it feels like everyone who wants to play it has played it. Because you can get it on PC, can't you? And I think it's probably not that demanding of a game. So, yeah, but definitely, I mean, it's one of them, isn't it? It's not exactly like a gangbuster announcement if it gets announced tonight, but it's still a good one because it's an amazing game. So, fair enough.
Yeah. Okay, to move on, I'm going to bundle the next two in together because they're kind of similar. So Anthem Next has been cancelled and the Cyberpunk update has been delayed. Now, with regards to Anthem Next, a game that I know fucking fuck all about, it's like a 2.0 update. What is the big deal about this? Did they cancel it just because Max bought it and it's still unopened?
Yeah, I think in the press conference they did, oh not press conference, they've not done a fucking press conference, it was a bloody blog post or whatever. They did mention Max by name and said that, not 100% of it, but a large part of the reason why they stopped it was because, like you say, he bought it. But the other reasons were, it had like a weird launch, it was content bare. There's a lot of repetition in the gameplay, and it kind of had a middling reception when it came out, even though the flying stuff, like the Iron Man type thing where you could fly around in your suits and all that with your jetpacks, was very fun. It didn't really live up to the hype of that. Do you remember that initial E3 reveal trailer that looked incredible? It never really lived up to that hype. They kind of took a step back, and they've been planning to relaunch it as 2.0, but everyone's kind of moved on since then, and it would have been so difficult for them to get that player base back to the game that it's just not worth it anymore. One thing that I was going to ask you guys about what you think about is, because I'd not even really considered this, but BioWare have announced Master Chief Collection, the Mass Effect Legendary, is it Legendary Collection, the original trilogy or whatever it's called? They've remastered that, which, even though it's three games that we've already played before, it's they're completely like reworked and stuff. So there's a lot of work gone into that, and they're also working on another Dragon Age title. And yet, whenever they turned around and said we're going to work on Anthem 2.0, Anthem Next, they took a step back and said, oh, we're going to go back and work on it and relaunch it. Like, I kind of feel like they've always known it was never going to have that full redemption. Otherwise, they would have put full focus into it and belief behind it before moving on to those two other projects. Like, you're developing three games at once. Like, clearly, you know it's gonna fail. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's definitely sad that it's had the nail in the coffin. But I think realistically, unless it was like an incredible game, it just wouldn't have got that player base, and the player base is crucial with something like that. If it was like with Destiny or something like that, even if the content that's coming is only incremental and small, you've still got that initial player base, whereas Anthem's player base just kind of dropped off a cliff to begin with, and then literally most people have just forgotten about it. So sad,
I think of Anthem and Destiny as the same thing, to be completely honest.
How? Two separate games? Completely.
Quite easily. Quite easily, because I've paid no interest to them. Easy done.
Eggs and orange juice, they're the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. I've not really had much interest in them. So when I hear them both being mentioned, I just think of a generic kind of shooter. And the Cyberpunk, I kind of mentioned the other day that CD Projekt Red, I thought it would be in the kind of last legs in terms of more and on their reputation. If it couldn't get any worse, it just has. Things aren't very good for them. Any game they release in future will have to be watertight before it's...
Yeah, I think Witcher 4 is the ultimate redemption story for them, realistically. It's just... It's such a fall from grace
well.
Because... Yeah, Witcher 4, Ultimate Redemption, featuring the likeness and voice of Henry Cavill as Geralt of Rivia. I feel bad for them, to be honest with you, because they're such a, like, if you look at The Witcher 3, they'd include maps in the box, like or even Cyberpunk, they'd give you all this additional stuff in the box. They put so much effort and love into it. They've been a company for so long that's had all this grace and favour with fans, and then for all that to just fucking fall off a cliff. It is saddening to see. Like, I do feel bad for them. I absolutely love Cyberpunk. I think it's an incredible game. But I think the RPG, like, the marketing on that game is absolutely criminal, to be honest with you, because it's just completely missold what the game is. I remember reading articles about there was so many skill trees in the game. Like, I remember going into work, like my old job, like 3 years ago, and speaking to someone in work and being like, you can upgrade how you speak to bartenders, and like, you know, just like getting myself fucking hyped up for like stupid shit that was never going to be able to happen. And like, that's kind of my fault, but then it's also very much their fault, because a lot of the stuff that they hyped up in the marketing, even in this 8 months leading up to the game's release, it just, like, it's just completely different to the final product. And I think it is sad. But I mean, I'd still recommend the game. I think it's incredible. But I think the one thing that I would say about the gameplay is, you know, like when you go in on a, if you go in on a ghost train and you're on a set path, and if you're looking at the things moving around you and it all looks really cool, but if you stare at one piece of the track as you're moving around for too long, or like you look at one of the animatronics for too long, you start to notice that it looks like shit. But if you kind of just sit back and if you kind of allow yourself to just kind of like enjoy it all, then it's incredible. But the moment you start trying to peer behind the curtain, it just breaks entirely. Like, there's a video
I think just kind of like harking back to the point of where, you know, if the game's ostensibly buggy and the way that it's been released seems to have been on a certain group of executives and C-suite have gone, oh, this needs to go out now, otherwise we're going to get worse rep than releasing something that isn't complete. Like, decision to allow people to QA it themselves. Like, it's just silly, really, really stupid decisions. Yeah. That goodwill, like I said, is going to be really, really difficult to get back. But with a big release, same kudos from fans and a well-handled game. Again, planned in the right way. Hopefully they'll get there.
I think just the other thing I wanted to quickly say about it is, like, I saw a video online of someone gets out of the car. Like, you're driving your car through Night City and you can drive a ton of different cars, and I absolutely love it. Like, I'm tuning into different radio stations. There's a fucking exclusive ASAP Rocky tune in the game. Like, there's so much cool shit in the game, and I'm driving through the city, I'm looking in the dashboards of each individual car, and then someone put a video on of I'm staring at the dashboard like, fucking hell, that's interesting. Okay, that, isn't it? Someone put a video on of they stop the car, they get out of the car, and they throw a flash grenade into the street, and like every single car behind them instantly comes to a standstill, and every single person gets out of the car, and every single person gets in like a fetal position, and it just looks like it's like fucking Westworld or something, where the AI is not scripted to do that. Yeah, like it's almost as if the world you're in, like lore wise, is not real. Whereas in any other game like GTA or fucking Lego City Undercover, the cars drive around you and stuff. So it goes back to, like, if you're playing it in a sense of I'm in the game, and like you're agreeing to sort of not do certain things because you know it'll break stuff, then you'll have a great time. But a lot of people in games like GTA, the first thing they want to do is just fucking shoot a shopkeeper, jump off a bridge or something on a motorcycle. Like, if you do stuff like that, it's just going to break the game, and they should be able to do that because it's a massive open world game. So
yeah, agreed. Any closing thoughts on Cyberpunk and Destiny? No. I mean, Anthem.
No.
Nope. The so Tony Hawk's
launched. They're all the same, aren't they?
Yeah.
Every game is the same.
Exactly the same. Tony Hawk, another hero shooter, releasing on other consoles later this year, including the Switch. I think that's coming now. There's no actual date for that. It just says 2021, but
the tweet was very weirdly written, wasn't it? Because it looked like it was coming. Is it March 21st? It's coming to Xbox and other consoles.
PS5.
And then it was like and Switch hyphen 2021. Like it looked like it was coming on the same day. But
I think the way it was handled marketing wise was a bit fucking weird because it was Tony Hawk himself tweeting at the game Tony Hawk and Crash Bandicoot. I mean, like, if Crash can get a remaster on their new console, why aren't we getting one? And then, guess what? Thanks, Crash. It's like, you're a grown man with, like, little children. You can't do a 900 anymore, Tony. Calm down.
The Nintendo America account.
He did do one, didn't he?
With eyes. Like, the eye emoji. That was their response to it. That was just bizarre. It was bizarre.
It's just stupid. Like, really, really daft. And I get it.
Whatsoever. I don't get it. Why did they use the eye emoji? It's weird.
Strange. Misuse. People. I know. Disgusting. Haven't they seen on chat?
It's great, though, that it's coming to Switch.
Yeah.
Yeah. It really looks good as well. The gameplay looks good. Have you seen it?
Yeah, it looks all right.
I think Activision deserve props for the port because, to be honest as well, it's probably a good thing that, I mean, it's not a good thing for players, but for Activision, Crash 4 is coming to Switch on March 12th, so it makes sense that Tony Hawk's not going to come out in the same month. They might as well just release it in, like, September or something. But both of those games, it looks like they're actually going into them and making specific changes to make sure they run better on Switch, which they would deserve props for because... it's great. Like with Crash specifically, I think they've kind of tweaked the visuals slightly they've increased like the boldness of like edges and shit like that to make it pop more in handheld mode and stuff. So fair fucking plays to them.
Yeah, pretty cool. I'm looking forward to this. I've not actually seen any footage of it running on Switch, but I'm looking forward to picking it up regardless. And last up on the news is the PSVR release Danny kind of noted on earlier on. I guess there's nothing really concrete on there. You've not seen anything. It's just been sort of alluded to.
No, there's been a blog put out by PlayStation. So you can go over to it and it literally says first details on the next generation VR system coming to the PS5 console. Quickly read out. So more than 4 years ago, we launched PSVR to offer a transformative new way to play games on PS4. Blah, 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 all the games. Blah, blah, blah. Today, I'm pleased to show you that our next generation VR system will be coming to PS5, enabling the ultimate entertainment experience with dramatic leaps in performance interactivity. Doesn't say exact dates, but does say it won't be launching in 2021. Still a lot of development underway for our new VR system. So it won't be launching this year. We wanted to provide this early update to our fans. So it's interesting. I mean, it's exciting. It's not a peripheral that I don't think has a place in consoles now. I think it very much makes sense to have VR headsets, but the current PSVR headset's got a long way to go before it's a little bit more refined, I think is the phrase. So be curious to see what they bring out.
Yeah,
and please stop making me use those fucking ones because they're awful.
I think he dropped all this shit in like a... Because they announced more PC games are coming as well, which I know we've not written down, but Days Gone is coming to PC in spring, similar to how Horizon came to PC. But they kind of, Jim Ryan just kind of dropped it all in a GQ article. Like he just kind of flexed in a GQ article and then all this news came out. But, I think it was Gary Witter said in one of the kind of funny podcasts the other day, he was like, when Xbox reveals something, even if they've not got something to show, they make like a cool sizzle reel and they make actual news out of it. Whereas like when Sony announced something, it's like some sort of I don't know, like report on the Earth's crust or something. Yeah, it's like the report, and it's the most fucking boring thing in the world. Like, try and excite me. You know what I mean? Like, at least give me some sort of visual thing of a VR headset in some way, rather than talking about it like it's some sort of fucking concept that's not actually real.
It's like Sony's your really, really, yeah, Sony's your really intelligent uncle who wants to over explain anything. Yeah. Like, and then you've got Xbox, who's like your little brother who's just fucking burping on things and like shitting himself. And then you've got Nintendo, who's like a great granddad who misleads you with a, oh, wow, you got me a football shirt for Christmas. You open up, it's pajamas, and you're like, fuck you, Nintendo. Like, just the way that they all approach things is slightly differently.
Yeah. All each to their own, I suppose. But speaking about exciting things and interesting little bits and nuggets of news and whatever, shall we jump on over to Pick Up and Play? Pick Up and Play, a section where we speak about things that we have picked up, not quite literally, and other things that we may have played. So I'll go first. Pickups for this week. It arrived today. I'm very, very happy about it. And that's the super rare physical edition of Lonely Mountains Downhill. Very much been looking forward to getting that. Quite a nice little addition there. Also, I'll show it in the chat. My wife bought me this. It meant to be for Father's Day, but Father's Day is a long, long way away. And I don't think she could kind of wait. Also, could go missing. She got me a mini figs Lego model of, I don't know if you've got to see this at all, of me. It's holding a cup of coffee and a Switch, and then it's got a Cross Players
I love
it. T-shirt on. That said, I have 97 miniature Cross Players stickers. Hit me up.
Do you really?
yeah. And like a kind of television, and like a little NES console kind of thing. Pretty cool looking. So it lives on my desk. That's all my pickups for this week.
I love how proud you are from that. That's like proper banging.
It's really nice. Cool as fuck. There's a controller. Just a little. There you go. Oh. You won't be able to see that at all. It's blurry.
Yeah, very cute. I have picked up this week. I got the Red Dead Redemption 2 Steelbook, and I've actually got a spare version of the game now.
I knew you were going to say Steelbook then.
Yeah, quite literally. I don't know. I said Red Dead Redemption 2.
You bloody love a good Steelbook, you don't.
Yeah, I do love a Steelbook. I've got quite a few now. Like, I'm up to about, I'd say, 10, 12. Quite good.
I know I keep interrupting you, but I would like to know this. How many of those do you think, like, if someone was about to shoot you, how many of them do you reckon you'd have to hold up in front of each other for them to stop the bullet?
I reckon comfortably three.
Three?
Three.
They're quite thin.
Come
I
on,
think.
Do you really think they're made of steel? To be honest.
It would just be the one. You'd hold it up and say, oh my god, that's a Red Dead Redemption 2 steelbook. Don't shoot him.
Yeah, but the irony of it, actually shot through it and didn't protect it in any sort of way. Yeah, so I got those and picked up Bravely Default 2, which is due tomorrow. Quite excited to play that. I think Ben's waiting for my review. My 45-minute review.
Have you played the demo?
No, I haven't played it, no. Yep. Just kind of saw the look of it in the last direct and thought, you know what, I'm going to give that a go. I was burned by Octopath, but... yeah, it seems positive. So let's see where we get to.
Mm-hmm. Have you played the other Bravely Defaults?
No. So this is your it's an isolated story and it's not in tune with anything. Yeah. So yeah, I thought why not?
Happy days.
Ben, any pickups?
Well, like you, I picked up Lonely Mountains Downhill from Super Rare Games.
That's lovely. Lovely
great embossed sleeve work. Good work, Super Rare.
That is premium. That reminds me of those premium DVDs. Do you remember when you, like, with the extras and it's got like the little sleeve on the outside, external sleeve?
Yeah,
just like that. And I also picked, I've got everything here. It's a bit of a show and tell. I picked up this 8-bit Do or 8-bit Do.
Oh, yeah.
30 Pro
8-bit
Plus.
Do.
It's my new favorite controller, I would say.
Wow.
If you've got big old shovel hands, It's really nice. It's very.
I'm big old shovel hand.
I've got a couple of friends. I have a
big old shovel hand with his eight dough. Oh my god! Oh, I need my old controller to control my game.
Single Joy-Con, never I must. Ooh, all over bread. There you go, guys.
I dig, dig, dig all day with my shovel hands, and I need a controller when I get home.
I have a couple of questions, Ben, about the controllers.
No, fuck you. No, go on.
The first thing I was going to ask you is about a completely different controller, which you said previously that the Google Stadia controller was your favorite, didn't you, before this one? Is that right?
I did say. I said it could be the best controller I've ever used. I think.
For the benefit of the tape, we'll go with you said it was. Next question was, I think that I was going to ask you the question of, can you use the Google Stadia with anything other than Google Stadia? Because can you plug it into the computer and use it as a PC controller, do you know?
I don't believe you can, no. I think it is... not ideal.
I love
Stadia games available.
Yeah, sorry, I keep cutting you off there. That was what I wanted to know, because the two controllers look very similar in design, don't they? But that I have the 8-bit though, like mini one, so it's not got the two prongs coming down, but so it's not really good for using the analog sticks, but it's really good for like retro games. It's kind of like the you know the NES Dogbone controller, or like the SNES one. So it's good for virtual console stuff. But yeah, love those pads.
Lewis has got one of them, haven't you?
I've got the non-pro version that's sitting across next to my still unused SNES Mini.
So they look. I think they look nicer because they look more like a Super Nintendo controller. But these. Having those extra prongs just gives you something to hold on to, doesn't it?
The extra purchase.
Any motion control on that? Or vibration?
I think it does have motion control. Yeah, it's got vibration. And I think it's got motion control. Just doesn't have NFC, which you wouldn't really expect.
Any other pickups?
Nice bit of kit. Oh God knows. Last of Us Part Two, Andrew, maybe buy.
He didn't
because it's £15.
He didn't. Let's be honest. You weren't buying that. You liar.
I had no intention of buying it.
Sat there looking like fucking Edward Snowden lying through your teeth.
So I got that. Yeah, I think that's it. That'll do, won't it?
Yeah. Good enough.
Yeah.
Ethan, what about you? Are you gonna pick ups and just feel free to go on and what have you been playing?
Slightly better than last week. Last week it was an absolute momentum killer for the entire podcast, which I would like to apologise for.
Come on, Jesus Christ!
All the place. Okay. Thanks. Sorry. Lewis, am I right to go on? Or?
Please.
Okay. Thanks.
Please don't feel pressured by Dan.
Yeah. So I didn't get anything last week, but this week I've pre-ordered Legend of Zelda: Skyward Sword HD. So. That's at least some baby step that's going to be coming in. What is it, June or whatever?
And the hunt continues for the Joy-Con.
Exactly. Oh. Yeah. If anybody sees the link, please send it to me because it's horrible trying to look for them. And then playing, I'm still doing Ring Fit every day, and which I spoke about last week. And the other one that I was playing is a game called Chronos Before the Ashes on Switch. I reviewed it for Switch Player. My review's up now if you want to look at it, although other reviews are available.
That was a really good review. Well written.
Oh, thank you very much.
What did you give it in the end?
I gave it a 6 out of 10 just because I really enjoyed the game, but the Switch version, it's what you expect when you get a game that's available on multiple platforms. It takes a noticeable performance hit on Switch. And it's kind of like a Souls-like game where if you make one wrong move, you're fucking dead. So it's one of those games where it's like you can kind of make do with the performance hit, but when it's literally affecting like the gameplay, it's not exactly ideal. But it's basically what it is it's like you're chosen at the age of 18. It's this like it's like a post-apocalyptic sort of medieval shit, and you've got to go into a labyrinth and slay a dragon. And you're elected as like the leader of your, as like the most able-bodied member of your tribe to go in and do it. But this portal to this labyrinth only opens once a year. So you've only got one shot at it every year.
One shit every year.
So be
packed up.
Oh my god, that would be powerful, but
satisfying.
Yes, yeah. So you've only got one shot at it every year, and if you die, you get knocked out, and your character is a year older when you come back. So you'll start at the age of 18, and you'll see your character get older and older and older as you go. And then as they get wiser and stuff, you get more perks and shit like that because you've kind of aged by war. And then certain abilities like your agility and strength, the easier to level up at first. But as you get older, they take more points to level up. So you kind of have to strategically figure out how you want to level up your character as you go. But that mechanic is genius because it literally, like, if it didn't have that, it would just be like a normal Souls-like type game, but because it's got that, it adds so much tension to every single fucking moment. So I've had quite a lot of fun with it, to be honest with you. But yeah, that's what I've been playing this week.
Nice. And for those of you playing Cross Players Bingo, if you missed it, that was this week's mention of Switch Player Magazine. So take a shot or mark it off your bingo sheet. I think I'll go next. So I have finished my playthrough of Little Nightmares 2, and a young whippersnapper by the name of Ben Congleton and I recorded a cross section which went live today on day of recording, Thursday 25th of February. So give that a listen if you've played it. Here we've got to say, if you've not played it, don't care about spoilers, give it a listen. But it was a good old time. Properly enjoy my time playing that. I played the demo for Project Triangle Strategy. I don't know if any of you guys have. I played enough to know that I want to get it. I don't think dropping you in the middle of the story was right, because there was a lot of watching kind of cutscenes, and there's story elements in there. You're like, I just skipped past it, because I was like, it doesn't mean anything to me at the moment. It's a kind of sort of enclosed demo that
that's
I'm playing.
A bit stupid, isn't it?
It was strange. It kind of drops you in. I think it's like chapter 6 or something like that.
Because
there's a lot of it as well. A lot.
In the Octopath Traveler demo, it allowed you to play like the first hour, didn't it? Of like a certain amount of characters, which made a lot of sense because you kind of got a feel for it and you were into it. But to drop you in, that's a bit weird. I suppose if it drops you into the combat though, then that makes sense.
It doesn't. It drops you into the story. It's like a decent lengthy bit of story, and you actually got a little disclaimer that comes up before and says, "Oh, don't worry if you don't know the mechanics, just try and enjoy yourself." And it's like, fine, I'll try my best. Looks like it'll be a pretty decent game when it's finally released. And I've also started playing Super Meat Boy. started it the other night, and an auto runner. I'd played it for 25 minutes and I died 250 times. That just shows you how difficult that game is. And kind of liken it to Celeste. Once you die, you regenerate instantly. But unlike Celeste, when you have a chance to regenerate and stop and take stock of your surroundings, you just run straight. So it was like, generate, die. It's like, man, this is intense. This is an intense game, especially if you can't quite get a jump right. I nearly launched my Switch. It was just properly frustrating, and that was on the second level. So,
does it feel like a mobile game?
No.
It kind of sounds like it plays like one almost.
You could play it with one hand, kind of like Mario Run. But it's
what would you be doing with the other hand? What would you be doing with the other hand? Just
other hand things.
Mario Run. Does it still do that thing at the end of the level where it shows you every single time you've died and they all run at the same time?
Yes.
Do you remember that? That's cool, isn't it?
Yeah, I skipped past it because I actually wanted to play it. I was like, I don't want to see me dying hundreds all of times.
All of the joy of games you just fucking skip, don't you? Story? Nah, I'm not asked about that. Oh, Anthem's the same game as Destiny. I don't care. Do you want to see me die in a really cool technical way? Not asked.
I mean, I've already
get
seen
me to
it.
The good stuff.
I've already lived it. I've already lived that death. I need to relive it. But yeah, that's what I've been playing this week. Ben, do you want to go next?
Yeah, sure. So kind of been vacillating between a couple of different games. Super Mario 3D World. I decided when I couldn't actually make the podcast last week, I was in a bit of a huff and thought, you know what will cheer me up? A bit of Mario. And so I started that by myself because playing with the kids is just a fucking nightmare. It's a four-player game. It's just pure chaos. But as a... Yeah,
when you go down, tell him he's taking the fun out of everything. Tell him he's taking the fun out of everything.
but, yeah.
No,
but the... Yeah, so I think I've got to, like, the last level. But then I realised I didn't have quite enough of the green stars, so I've got to go back and get about 9 more, I think. So... I'll probably never play it again. Oh, want me to go back? I'm as bad as you, Lewis. Oh, backtracking. So there's
I've
that.
Actually,
and
I've
then
actually done the same. Sorry. I got to like, what, I'm the last one and I've got 11 to go. Yeah. And I was like, well, that was turned off.
I was expecting it to be 150. And I was like, yeah, nailing this. And nope, it's 170. So, yeah. And the other game I've been playing and really, really enjoying is Need for Speed Hot Pursuit on the Switch. Sort of picked that up on a whim last week for 20 quid physically, which is, I feel like that's a bit of a bargain, really. It's a really good game.
Not bad, yeah.
Kind of, it's just cool. You can either be a racer or a police man or woman.
Do you drive if you're a policeman?
Do you drive?
You stand by the side of the road with like a parking gun, sorry. Like a speed gun.
I say policeman. You're just a car, really. But anyway, you're controlling the car. So you can either chase racers or be one of the racers. And there's different levels and different places on the map and different challenges for each route. And it's just kind of like a really streamlined, condensed arcade racer, you know. Obviously, like Forza is amazing, but it's kind of overwhelming the amount of stuff that you can do. And the fact that it's an open world. So, whereas this is like, right, do that 3 minutes, then pick another level and do that. And it's, yeah, really good. It doesn't look amazing, but it's, yeah.
You've been high score chasing as well, haven't you?
Yeah, I love a high score chase.
How much faster was Andrew? Like 1,000th of a second or something.
1,000th of a second. Yeah, I ended up smashing that to pieces though. And he'll never go back.
The Switch. Or...
yeah. so yeah, it's good. But Andrew's the only person. I think Tim Ulf is on the scoreboards, but I don't think anyone else has really picked up. But for like, you can get it for like 17 quid. I'd highly, highly recommend it. Really good fun.
Cool. Dan.
Far Cry 5, again. So I've just been comfort fooding it up. Limited time, the last couple of weeks, doing quite a few bits around the house. Trying to get out of the house as well, which is always fun. So yeah, just kind of like chipping away at it and trying to get through certain parts. I got further than I did the first time I played the game. But ironically, it was the first ever game that I streamed live back in the day for the Switch Island, typically a PS4 game. Which kind of sums everything up, but yeah, it's really good. I've just got a bear, just recruited a bear into my team called Cheeseburger, which is good. It's a really, really good open world game, like just a really solid mechanics. It shouldn't be that game, but just it shouldn't be that good. But the world just resonates really well with me, like that kind of Southern America, religious cults taking over, just all the beats of the story are just really, really interesting, and it doesn't overdo the story. And it's just fucking funny because everything just wants to kill you. It's not like any other open world game where it's like, oh, look at that little raccoon. I've got like skunks running up to me trying to kill me and spray me. So yeah, I'm excited for Far Cry 6 because of it as well, because again, that aesthetic is really decent. That kind of I think it's like the Cuban kind of South American vibe, which it's got, but in a modern kind of modern day setting. So yeah, enjoying it, chipping away at that. Final Fantasy IX again, play more hours than that. I think I'm up to like 35 hours now in that game.
How far through the story is that generally?
Well, to be fair, you could probably finish it in about 40 hours, but I'm 2/3 of the way through.
Cool.
So past what used to be the old disc 2. So I'm just enjoying it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good. Really fun.
Blast from the past, that.
I think I probably spent about 10 hours in the card game in Tetra Master, more so than actually playing the mainline game itself, because it's just banging. So yeah, that's what
When you're playing a version of that game, does it give you any sort of visual like notifier that this is the second disc, or is that just based on you playing it back in the day?
Just remember it.
Yeah. It'd be cool if it gave you like a little thing of like a little Easter egg or nod to the fact that like you're onto the second disc type thing.
I want to say the Vita versions did. I'm trying to remember back, but I'm pretty sure they did. But yeah, it's weird getting to the end of like the fight on disc one and knowing it should come up and being like, oh, the game's just carried on. But the physical aspect and the kind of like, just play this big fight, getting the disc out, putting it back in the case and getting this brand new disc with an amazing art style and putting that in the PlayStation, that used to be fucking cool. But gone are those days. Well, mostly.
Kind of. Okay, guys, shall we play a little game? Game time. What's in your pocket? And I'm going to hand over to the lovely, lovely Mr. Ward for this.
What's in your pockets? It's the game that we're going to go and play. We played last week and it went down well.
Yeah, it was good. Good fun. Who won last week?
But it definitely wasn't Ben.
I don't know. Do you know Lewis?
Yeah, you've done better than Laurie.
Yeah, you did do well. So the purpose of the game, there's 10 inventory items that I've got. I'm going to read them out. If you guess it on the first go, you get 10 points. If you guess it on the second go, you get 9, and so forth. So shall we start without further ado?
Before you start, we want to play? Do we want to play along at home? Do the people want to play along at home? Because I've got that code, haven't I? So we could give that to the winner, maybe. Well, there's quite a delay in the chat. So I'm kind of
not sure how it's going to work with the 30-second delay.
To be fair though, if you play along in the chat, and then if you guess, let's say the first game quicker. And then again, all I'd say is the three of you stop looking at the chat, Lewis.
I can't read anyway, so it's fine.
Well, you can. And Ben's trying.
Ben's leaving. Bye.
Type your answers in the chat, and we'll I've got a code for Round Guard on Switch, which is a really good Peggle sort of roguelike hybrid. It's really really fun game. So you might be able to walk away with one of them.
Mm-hmm. I'll give Ben 2 minutes just to. Presumably
compose himself.
He just wanted to get a splash of water on the face.
I think so.
A bit of lemon juice in the eyes. He's just trying to, you know, psych himself up for it. So
and it's needed as well. It's high stakes.
Yeah.
Speaking of stakes, how were your stakes the other night, Dan?
Oh yeah. How were
T-bone steaks? They were banging. They're really really good. Yeah, really 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 good. They were decent. It took a long time to cook though, as in longer than I thought, because you're meant to do like a couple of minutes on each side, aren't you, with steaks? But because they were quite thick, it took a while, and you could only do one steak because the pan was only so big. So, first world problems.
Yeah, exactly. How are you taking your steak?
Oh, medium rare. Mm-hmm. Every time. Yeah, every time.
As any sane person has.
Yeah, it's like whenever you go, it's like a decent steak place, and somebody orders well done. You're just like, what the hell? What's going on there? It's so strange, so weird. Dad. Oh, he always does that. Not on, is it, kids?
I'll have it cremated.
I'll put you in a home. That's too far, son. Okay, so onto the game without further a didgeridoo. So the first inventory item, inventory, whatever you want to call it, bolt cutter.
Chicken Run on PS1.
Nope.
BioShock.
No.
That's a shout.
Alien Isolation.
No.
Damn.
Just to remind you all again, stop looking at the chat, and you only get one guess per inventory, I mean. Second one? Mm. Battery.
The Last of Us.
Fallout 4.
No.
Don't know.
Scissors.
The Last of Us Part 2.
No.
Scissors. Resident Evil 4.
I don't know. You're waiting for me? I'm going to say Skyrim.
If in doubt.
Sewer's Key.
Yeah.
Oh, Resident Evil 2?
Oh, yeah, you got it. Sorry, Lewis.
Absolute bastard. Can we split points? Can I have 60% of those points, seen as I...
Oh, fantastic. And in the chat,
How many points do I get?
You get...
fuck all.
10, 9, 8, 7 points, Ben. For Resident Evil 2.
You just remember, Ben, where you got that answer from.
Anybody get that in the chat?
Yeah, straight away. Thylassos got that.
Five people.
I actually remember watching, I think it was Andrew or it might have been Steve streaming it, and there was a sewer bit, and that's why it popped into my head.
Mm. Ready for next one?
Yep.
Mm. Go on. Make my day.
Ruby Circlet.
That will be Skyrim. There is actually a Ruby Circlet in Skyrim. Come on, it's not that. No.
Dragon Age Inquisition.
The Witcher 3.
No. Rusty Broadsword.
Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild.
Legend of Zelda. Yeah, fuck.
Oh, Ben got it.
Damn it.
Ben gets 9 points. Ben is on 16.
I must have cut out there because I'd said it just before him.
Yeah. I was literally going, Legend of Zelda, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. I didn't
you
say
did
anything.
Literally,
so.
You turned to mush when you did that. You went jelly.
Legend of Zelda, blah, 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 blah,
blah. Alex in the chat said State of Decay 2. Rusty Broadsword. Octopath Traveler. I like how they're behind. This is quite funny. Okay, next round. First, clue. Inventory item. Inventory. Pasta.
Sorry, was that pasta?
Yes.
Overcooked. Pasta's too easy game.
No.
Overcooked 2, sorry.
What?
Overcooked 2.
No.
Damn.
Wooden Crown.
Mm.
I think you've all played this as well.
Sackboy's Great Adventure.
No. Strawberry Sweet.
Stardew Valley.
What was the first one? Pasta. No.
Air Balloon.
Up the Game.
No.
No, but nothing.
Magnet. What was that?
Magnet.
Magnet.
Could you put it in a sentence?
Metal Gear Solid 5.
No.
Okay.
Wooden Crown. Magnet.
Bottle Cap.
Fallout 4.
No.
Just tried to say it faster than Ethan started before me.
Oh God, I don't know. I was going to say Bloodborne. there's no fucking pasta in Bloodborne.
Isn't there?
I mean, you Zinc. Kill a pasta. Is it Daisy?
Zinc.
Come on the chat.
Zinc.
Fucking hard, these.
That also says Championship Manager 98. You're going to kick yourself on this one. Next one. Black Belt.
State of Decay 2. Oh, I know what it is now. I've said mine, but I know what it is.
Black Belt.
I know what.
I know what it is. I know what it is.
You're not giving any of the rest of us a chance to think. Just because you keep on saying that over and over again, Ethan. That's not fair. You're cheating.
I'm sending it to you, Ben.
I am not receiving.
Giving up?
Yeah, don't
know. Come on, Ethan, before I start it.
Pokemon Sword/Shield.
Well done. So technically, you've got that on 9, so you've got 2 points. So Ben's on...
I think you've all played this. A demo at EGX does not count.
I mean, you still played it.
Does though, doesn't it? So
I don't remember what I don't remember Wooden Crown being in there as well.
Yeah. I forgot to give the rest of them, by the way, on the other round. So Bolt Cutter for this Resident Evil. Bolt Cutter, then Battery, then Scissors, then Sewer's Key, Red Herb, Ink Ribbon, Lion Medallion, Fuse, Main Hall, Statue's Left Arm, and Star's Badge. Mm-hmm. And then for Breath of the Wild, Rusty Broadsword, Ruby Circlet, Opal, Acorn, Eightfold Blade, Diamond, Goat Butter, Flint, Keese Eyeball, Master Sword. And then for the last one, Pasta, Wooden Crown, Strawberry Sweet, Air Balloon, Magnet, Bottle Cap, Zinc, Black Belt, Large Leak, and last one would have been Pokeball.
I would have got it at the last one.
Fair play. Okay, next one. This is a very tough one.
God.
Snowballs.
Minecraft.
Oh, South Park 64.
No. If you've played it, it would make sense. Earpiece.
Grim Fandango.
No.
That seemed like a random answer.
Flare.
Life is Strange. What did you say?
Red Lantern. Flare. Red Lantern?
No.
Wank. Firewatch.
No.
That's a shout.
Good guess. Flare. Alex just said Animal Crossing. Jerry Can.
State of Decay 2.
No.
State of Decay 2.
Damn it. Skyrim.
No. No.
No.
Bulletproof Helmet.
All right. There's no need for that.
PUBG.
No.
PUBG? I was thinking the same thing, but I was struggling to remember the name.
Daisy.
AK-47.
Hitman 2. Hitman 3. No. One of them.
Grand Theft Auto 5.
Yes, he's got it.
Oh, wow.
So that's Ethan on 7, Ben on 17, and Lewis on 0.
16. I'm on 16.
Okay.
There's no way I can win. I mean, I won last week. I don't want to win 2 weeks in a row.
Got to give your crown away now. Last one.
Can I win this?
Yeah, if you got it right away.
Okay.
First guess. Key to the Abandoned House.
What was that, sorry?
What Remains of Edith Finch?
No.
Oh,
I was actually going to say that as well. Fucking hell.
Lewis?
Little Nightmares
Gone
2.
Home.
One guess each, please. One guess each. Boar Tusk.
What?
A boar tusk.
Oh, okay. Bloodborne.
No.
Damn it.
Dark Souls.
No.
The Witcher 3.
No. Imperial Warhorn.
Skyrim.
Yeah.
That's got it.
Yeah.
I was whispering Skyrim under my breath as a joke before it started, and if I'd actually said it, I fucking got it.
Was that actually Skyrim?
Yeah. Key to the Abandoned House, Boar Tusk, Imperial Warhorn, Skull, Chitlin Plate, Spiced Wine, Scroll, Spellbreaker, Septin, Dragonhide. So that ends 16 for Ben, 10 for Ethan, and a lousy 0 for yourself, Lewis.
Ooh, damn.
Harsh.
Hearing me. Shameful. Damn it. Well, remember, I get 60% of Ben's points on that first correct answer because I basically gave it to him. The answer that is.
You gave me the rusty broadsword.
Key to the abandoned home.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Any closing thoughts from anyone on the proceedings over the last hour?
It was a good time. Enjoyed that. Tight hour.
Mm. Nice.
Mm, pretty tight.
2 weeks in a row. Unbelievable.
Mm.
Ben, if people want to find you online, where would they go?
At Benji Kong on Twitter, please.
Nice. Dan?
At Dan War Tweets on Twitter.
Lovely. Ethan, if you could please your website and your full Twitter handle, please.
Thank you, Lewis. Don't worry about Twitter. Go to www.ethan.games. Thanks, guys.
Shitbag. Okay.
Does that play recorded, that bit?
What? So smooth.
And I'm at that Dr. Fact. And you can visit us all on Twitter at The Crossplayers. If you want to go to our website, that's www.thecrossplayers.com. Discord is that very website address /Discord. I'll take you right there. YouTube's youtube.com/TheCrossPlayers. And of course, our Patreon is patreon.com/TheCrossPlayers, where you can support us from as little as $1 a month. And it gets you access to all the goodness of, like, you know, random shit that we post up and one extra podcast a week. Lovely, lovely, lovely. But if you don't want to support in those ways, then by all means, tell your friends. Okay, guys, I think it's time that we all said goodbye. Goodbye.
See you in 10 minutes.
Bye. 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 Bye.